On this episode of the podcast, we talk about stuff, a lot of stuff, tons of stuff. Enjoy. It's a new episode of the Lonely Boy Podcast with your host, Kieran Rainbows. Man, it's been a rough week. But also been some cool things out of this week that we've seen. Got a new season of Ozark, which I know many of you guys have watched. I'm on like the fourth episode. I had to finish watching the second season. Rewatching it. It's pretty good so far. Believe it or not, though, I was kind of engaging with people on social media this week. In a positive way. Arguing like other people do on social media. Seems like everybody's just, we're in this together. So that's a good thing. I started back working out. Doing exercise routine. Downloaded exercise thing. I forgot what's the name of the guy. It's a couple of exercises to do during the day before you get up, get your day started inside the house. Most of you guys. I seen Instacart workers on strike for not getting like protection. They need to go out when they go shop, but that's like 10 times dangerous, I guess now. You don't know what you're touching while you're shopping for this stuff. You gotta drop the people food off. You don't know what they're touching. Madness going on with that. I think Instacart is going to give them bonuses or something. I don't know what that's going to do. I think they just get the right, like the gloves and the mask. Here's a funny thing. I learned that I've been wearing the mask wrong. Like, if you're sick, you're supposed to wear it on the right way, but you're outside, you're supposed to wear inside out. I guess when you're around people. So, you can wear a mask, you've probably been wearing it wrong, I don't know. It's like it's, 5150 thing. I was looking at the news today, seeing the death toll. It's not as our state is not bad as many other states, really bad. But it's rising in Missouri. I just went to the store early this morning. And I was just seeing people that I have on masks, they don't care. Going in the stores, touching everything. The stores particularly, it's a Quick Trip. You know how many people going to Quick Trip in the morning? I was seeing other people like bringing their cups, the fountain, the things they drink, they take them to work, bringing those in there. You don't know where this stuff is coming from. It was just like, some people are just tone deaf. They don't care. This is a serious thing, man. I mean, at first I wasn't, I'm gonna say taking, I was taking it serious, but I'm taking it serious now because people are not listening. Like the guy that opened this school up, I don't, Liberty University, I don't know. What was he thinking? I don't know. He could just shut this school down. I also heard they saying that people are not going back to school. It's like in December or something. That's how serious this virus is. Just, I lost my train of thought, sorry. Let's see, what was I talking about? Let's just talk about something else. See, I was looking for something to watch last night. I didn't want to burn myself out on Ozark. I want to watch a movie. So I go on Amazon Prime. I see Jay and Silent Bob reboot. Excuse me. Thank you, Quick Trip, for finally starting to serve coffee. You go to Quick Trip, if you need coffee, you gotta go to the kitchen. They got the coffee on the menu now. You just order the coffee, they'll make it for you. I got an Americano. So I really don't drink regular coffee like that. What was I saying? Oh, I'm looking for a movie to watch. So I seen one movie. Stephen King's A Good Marriage. Usually I watch the trailers before I look at, you know, decide if I want to watch this movie or not. So I look on that, watch that trailer. Okay, I'm looking at that. All right, this is cool. I can watch this movie. I said, I ain't gonna watch it right now. I'm just gonna watch it maybe another day because it looks like it's a real good movie. You can watch anytime. So I was like, let me see if I can find something else to watch. Scrolling. And I see it's a movie called Suspiria. It's a remake of a movie that came out earlier in the 70s or something. I say, okay, I heard this movie was, the remake was not good. And let's see, I'm gonna decide for myself. So I said, all right, I'm just gonna watch this movie. I look at the runtime, it's like 2 hours, almost 3 hours for this movie. Okay, I'm start watching it. Beginning, not good. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I can say one thing about this movie, the way it's shot really good. For us, like the storytelling and I don't know. The scenes, I don't think it's good. I tried. It lasted for like an hour, almost hour 30. I had to turn it off. One thing is too many scenes, unnecessary scenes. You're seeing like a still shot of somebody's face. Just looking at them for like 2 minutes. Like, what the hell's going on? And I'd say the best thing about this movie is the music from Tom York from Radiohead. It's like the best thing. I don't know. I might try to finish this movie. It may persuade my thinking on if it's really bad or not. Just bad. Maybe bad. I don't know. So yeah, maybe I should have just watched the original movie first, then went into this. I'm pretty sure the original's like way better, but I don't know. That's all I'm gonna talk about with that. Let's see, what else do I have to share? I'll talk about. Yeah, I'm looking real scruffy. I need to shave my beard, trim my beard. Well, not shave my beard, trim my beard, and cut my hair. Don't know when I'm gonna do that. Everything going on was like, what's the purpose? When I was feeling like this before this even happened, because I really don't go outside to begin with. Unless I'm going to the store or just for a walk around the block, clear my head. This is a real, real dark time. There's also a light at the tunnel that can be a positive on this. Also think this is a wake up call. You can't take life for granted. That's what I've learned with this. Still learning things as the days go by. So, yep. I guess on the last podcast, I was teasing a bonus pod episode, and I was just playing up with music, but my freaking computer wasn't working. Right, yesterday I couldn't download the music. I don't know if I can download music for this episode. Try again today. See what's going on with that. I was trying to make some new music. Like the idea is put out a Lucy from put on SoundCloud. I was gonna add some more music to that Lucy, but I didn't. Computer wasn't working right, man. And then I had like the worst headache ever. So I was just down. Yesterday I didn't do anything. Didn't do anything meaningful or worth my while. Laid in bed. I got some alright sleep after like in the evening time. And I woke up, my headache was gone after that. I think it was because I didn't get no coffee yesterday, but I feel better now. So I got some coffee this morning, so I had to get something this morning. Then when my day start off really like yesterday. So let's hope everybody's staying inside and social distancing from the virus and whatever else is going on out there. I don't know. It's really up in the air for me this week. I don't know what I'm finna do right now. I don't know if I'm doing this week. So maybe I'll put out the bonus episode this week instead of. So I didn't put it out this week. Do it this week. I wish I could make a playlist of like music that I listen to. But because of copyright laws and stuff like that, I don't think you can do that. As if you're a DJ, you can do it on live or I guess Facebook Live. Yeah, they were jamming last night, the other night. Questlove, I think it was Ninth Wonder. Some, a couple other DJs. Questlove, you, give me a music lesson. Put a lot of music that I didn't know about. I didn't know the history behind the music. He was like explaining it while he was DJing, which was kind of awesome. So, yeah. We get fortunate to get moments like that right now during this crisis. It's pretty awesome. I listened to a couple of those the other night. Kind of made me wish I should have became a DJ. It crossed my mind like a couple times. DJs, they get paid a lot of money these days. Especially the dance DJs. Not to market yourself. Not to play a good texture of music or create, make your own music. Make a good living off that. Me being like an introvert myself, I can see myself being a DJ. Just traveling, going to hotels, and doing shows, wherever you want to go. Shout out to all the DJs. Keeping everybody sane right now. I guess that's it for me. I don't really have nothing else to talk about. Everybody's just happy or whatever you are. Hope you're just doing it in a positive way. I guess this is it for this episode. See you guys probably Friday. Probably do that bonus episode. I just play nothing but my music. It's gonna be my music. I don't know how to do it. Just gonna make it the coolest, best way I can. I don't know. I hope y'all put some music on here, so see you guys later. This is Lonely Boy Podcast. And we're out. So that means cue the music.
It's a dark place.
Yeah.